Hello, welcome to Daily-ish with Chris Enns. I'm your host, Chris Enns. Today is Thursday, February 27th. It's minus 14 Celsius up there, warming up marginally. Feels like minus 21 with a wind chill. Except apparently we're going to be experiencing the worst, coldest, whatever weather day this weekend in the history of mankind, or at least for the greater Saskatoon area, Saskatchewan area, this weekend. So, podcasting and life as we know it probably will just stop, grind to a halt. Cannot wait. I'm shaking with anticipation for what this weekend will be like. But life will just go on. We'll just continue doing as we do. We don't really. That's the funny thing about Canada, and especially if you're in an area that regularly gets really, really cold and really, really snowy weather. Life just continues going on. We don't shut down schools, really. We don't. It has to be pretty bad, very bad, to be shut down a school or not go to work because of the weather. I think it's kind of silly. I think we should be taking opportunities like that to just chill out, relax, stay at home, stay warm, stay safe. But I digress. This is not a weather podcast. Or is it? Something I want to talk about today on this episode of my daily show, daily-ish show, is jumping off from a fellow podcaster, Sean Blanc. He does a daily show, a member's show. He makes you pay for his daily show. I give it away for free here, so that's something. I'm the idiot, I guess, who gives it away for free. anyway, something on his show, which the episode actually, he does it a weekly briefly, he calls it, which is a free show on Fridays, I think it's released, and then every other day of the week he charges for, or you have to be a member to support or to hear it. Anyways, he had a guest on, Mr. Patrick Roan, who's a friend of his, and they were talking about writing and how Patrick, who writes a lot, Mr. Roan writes a lot and has some books, digital and otherwise, and blogs and all that kind of stuff, and ideas for writing, inspiration for writing, all that kind of stuff, and it comes down to just, you know, putting pen to paper, pencil to paper, keys to keyboard, fingers to keyboard, I guess, and just doing it and writing and getting better and writing each day and putting your thoughts down and keep writing. But one sort of side discussion that they talked about, and then Sean kind of further talked about on his, the next, I think it must have been Monday or Tuesday's, anyways, one of his daily podcasts that he talked about, was the idea of, and it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but writing the internet you want to see, was the sort of quote from Patrick Roan, I think, in the episode. And then that's what Sean sort of went off on a little bit further. And just something that kind of made me think, is something he mentioned about how not just writing the internet you want to see. So like, you know, if you're blogging or if you're podcasting like me or creating a video thing or Tumblr or whatever of cats, you know, and stuff like that, whatever you're doing, just do the thing that you want to see. And that'll hopefully inspire you and motivate you and want to be creative in that. But also the idea of sometimes the folks who inspire you to do things, to write maybe or to record a podcast, can also be kind of demotivating after a while, or I don't know what the word is, can frustrate you because you see their success or you see the way they're doing it and you try and model yourself after it too much, and you can't do what they're doing because they're doing it already, right? And there's like Sean said on his show, there's only one Sean Blanc and he's doing his thing, and he doesn't need to get upset if somebody else is doing, like me, is doing a daily show or somebody's doing a blog that's sort of similar to his with technology and coffee as the focus or things like that, and not to be frustrated or jealous or sad or demotivated about doing your thing because someone else is doing it. But also just, I don't know, I often follow folks on Twitter who I think should inspire me to do things, but sometimes I feel like it actually demotivates me because it feels like I'm not attaining their success. And, you know, every day or every time I check my RSS feed or see a tweet from them or whatever, I'm reminded of that fact. And so feeling free, I guess, which sounds silly, but feeling free to unfollow those folks, stop reading those blogs or listening to the podcast, maybe that, well, they maybe helped provide an initial spark for what you were trying to set out and do now are kind of like more frustrating and don't give you energy and positive sort of vibe towards doing the thing you want to do anymore. So yeah, I don't know. There's somewhere in there, there's a thought that I lost. It sounded good when I was walking my son home from school. I really pumped for today because Thursday is typically my podcasting day. And I had three shows lined up, plus maybe doing this one. And in the end, two of the other ones canceled. Through various circumstances. And so I just ended up doing the one, a Show Me Your Mic interview, which is an interview with a podcaster, Nicole, who she runs a bunch of podcasts, Elite Ladies and what's the other one? Nerd Parents. Links will be in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.ca/8, this episode 8 of the show. Podcast is without vowels. Just, yeah. But yeah, the other two shows canceled. And so I was really pumped coming back about the idea of podcasting and really excited. There's interesting opportunities ahead and fun stuff coming out, both with what I'm doing and just in podcasting in general. There's a cool site that I'm kind of exploring the idea of, speaking of charging for things, but indirectly, cool site called Patreon, Patreon.com, where it's kind of like a funding, crowdfunded kind of thing, but on an ongoing basis. So you kind of pledge to support somebody in whatever they might be doing, creating a video, creating a podcast, creating games, creating, what else is on here? Music videos, songs. Yeah. Anyways, you'll see it. And basically you pledge to, you can either, depending on how the creator person like myself would set it up, you can support them per episode, let's say, is maybe how they could set it up, or just per month. You're pledging to support, pledge $2 a month or whatever to whatever they're thing they're creating. And it's kind of just a neat way, rather than doing sort of membership and things like that. And you can still have sort of goals, like if I get $5,000 a month, then this is what I would do, or whatever, those kinds of things. So that's something I'm exploring the idea of. I don't know if there's people out there who'd support. Well, I know there are people who have supported me in the past financially, and I'd like to explore that again, because like I said, I came back, I was walking in the frickin' cold outside, and was just really pumped about the idea of podcasting and doing this more and excited about it. And like I said, didn't get to do more of it today, but there's always next week. There's always tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow, unless it's freezing cold and then we don't even feel the sun. Man, that ended kind of a down way. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily-ish with Chris Enns. You can find me on the Twitter at iChris. Got thoughts on supporting folks online? Do you pay? Do you support people? Do you become a member of their thing? Do you pledge a few bucks through PayPal or whatever support thing they might choose? Do you do that kind of thing? Or is that kind of foreign and everything on the internet should be free? And how dare somebody ask for money? Let me know your thoughts. Podcast.ca/feedback is where you can give me some thoughts. Good, bad, ugly, I don't care. I'm just curious. I want to hear back from you. And or ping me on Twitter. Like I said, iChris on Twitter. I think that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.